I believe in running. The running that comes with a satisfyingly cool sweat. A sweat that makes me feel accomplished. The running that gives me a chance to push myself, both mentally and physically, past the point of exhaustion. Running gives me a chance to reach my goals and exceed my limits. Running is hard work, but it is in this hard work that I learn more about myself than anywhere else. As late summer comes around, many teens dread the start of school. For me and 30-some others, it marks the beginning of soccer tryouts, a week of complete hell. These tryouts mean conditioning, prepping your body for almost 2 straight hours, twice a day, in 90-plus degrees heat. But as I slip on my cleats for the first time, I feel prepared. Not because I am better or more naturally fit than others, but because I have spent my weeks of summer preparing for this. For me, preparing means running 3 miles every other day, beginning in mid-July. These 3 daily miles mark the worst points of my summer. I know that I must get off the couch, because if I don't, I will not be ready for these tryouts in early August. The walk between the front door and the end of the driveway is dreadful. Thoughts fill my head, telling me that I don't have to go and put my body through the pain. But by taking that first step, I feel successful. The first half mile is awful. My body is in agony, not ready for the change. But as I pass by my house, I know I can't quit. Throughout the run, my mind tells me to stop, saying quitting a half mile early won't matter. But I know that these hard times will pay off during the hard times of the season. If I don't learn to discipline myself now, I never will. I push through, prepping my body for what yet is to come in early August. As I begin the last half mile, my body is in absolute pain. I've given all that I have up to this point, but I know I must keep going. As I see my driveway in the distance, I pick up my pace. It is in this last tenth of a mile that I learn the most about myself. I could listen to my body, slow down, and walk it out. Or I could sprint, pushing my body that is already filled with pain and agony. I know that to be able to improve, I must push myself. If I don't, these agonizing 3 miles will all be worthless. In sprinting, my legs are dead, and my body is filled with pain, but I feel accomplished. I tried to push myself past my limits, and I have exceeded. As I walk to the track to begin my mile and a half on the first day of tryouts, I feel good about myself. I know that for the past month, I have put myself through physical exhaustion, but in doing this, I know that I am ready for what is to come. But running means much more to me than just getting ready for soccer season. Running is preparing me for life.